Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who wants to put everyone back in the fold.
I can see clearly now.
I can see clearly now. You see clearly, Jane?
So clearly.
Look up at the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's the Good Day program, which is in the air everywhere. That's how you get it. You get it taken down from somewhere
up
there.
Just reach up and grab it.
Yeah, right. That's it. You'll turn your days into, instead of having a harsh day, you'll have a good day thinking about some of the things that we talk about, bring your attention to. If you have small children, what's your routine like? Speaking of routines, you have small children, Jay. What do you wrap your day around them? I guess you probably do, right? It's the most important thing in your life.
For the most part.
Yeah, right. And that's what it ought to be. It's important to have a good job and to enjoy your work. But if you have a family, that routine at the beginning of the day, and I speak from experience because I didn't have this, I cherish it, bless those who take good and healthy care of their children, getting them ready for the day. Matt Miles, my grandson, and I were talking about this on Sunday. How does he start his day? Because he gets up at 6 o'clock and he gets the bus at 10 minutes to 7 to go to school. So I said, what do you do for that hour? And he said, I brush my teeth and wash my face and get dressed and have breakfast and read a book and that kind of stuff.
That's nice. You get to go at a leisurely pace. Starting your day off all rushed and already late and behind, it changes your mood for the entire day.
Yeah, it sure does. Makes you feel very strange. Uncomfortable, even. You're depriving yourself of some of those people who stay up late and they read or they watch TV or whatever, maybe go out or whatever it is. Yeah, it's okay if that's what you want, but it's not a comfortable routine. And
not
there's
for
something
everyone.
To be said. No. Something to be said for a routine, and that's kind of what I'm underscoring here. All right, so we've got a lot of mom news here. Let's go through some of the things that are about moms or affect moms. Here's a family, excuse me, of a Florida woman who was killed. She was struck by lightning outside of a school. She was picking up her children from school, speaking of school. And so the lawsuit charges these county officials with negligence. Nicole Tedesco was her name. She was hit by a bolt of lightning by picking up her children at school.
Mm-hmm. And her kids were close. They were running to her. I think one of the daughters they got injured. The family dog was injured. The mom was the only one killed.
But why are they suing the school? What is there about the school facility?
They're saying that there wasn't enough protection, that there should have been an awning or something. But they're a family that lost a loved one, and they're hurting. And these children are absolutely, you know, they're going to be traumatized the rest of their life.
Sure.
The question is, even if there was an awning, what could have stopped a bolt of lightning from hitting this woman or somebody else when they're walking back to their vehicle? Yeah. Because you can't have an awning over the entire parking lot.
No, this is one of those freaks of nature thing. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing, even though it's interesting and it's sad, I don't see. The lawsuit says that the school board owed a legal duty to this woman to protect her. I think that's unreasonable. I think you just pointed it out. It's unreasonable, but it's, you know, it doesn't make them feel any better. And I don't know. Excuse me. How getting money out of it makes them feel better. Just,
Well, because especially just to cover all the costs of everything from her
dad.
I'm sure she was transported by an ambulance, which they would have to pay for. So I don't think they're trying to get, like, millions of dollars. I think they're just trying to cover a lot of those costs.
Well, let's see how sympathetic.
Even had there been an awning, it's not like there would be one everywhere.
Yeah, I think you need to take this thing apart and see where it goes. But interesting, anyway, from a legal standpoint. Here's another woman, a mom, has $820,000 insurance claim for disabling injuries. The claim was dismissed. She was trying to pull a fast one on the insurance company and didn't get away with it. The insurance company was following her around. She experienced neck and back pain, she said, as the result of a crash in 2017. However, she was seen at Christmas throwing a Christmas tree in a Christmas tree throwing competition. So, at the end of that.
What kind of debilitating pain allows you to still have the strength to throw a Christmas tree? Those suckers are heavy.
The insurance company said that she was faking her injury. She said, no, I wasn't faking. I was simply trying to live a normal life. Anyway, there are pictures. The insurance company has pictures of this lady throwing the Christmas tree. And the video actually made it to court, showing the woman training her dog. And she wouldn't have been able to do that if she had the injuries that she claimed she had.
One of the things she claimed is that she couldn't lift heavy bags. She couldn't lift anything above a certain weight. And here she is throwing a Christmas tree in a Christmas tree throwing competition.
Yep. Sorry. No sale. All right, here's the story of a lady who lost two babies to co-sleeping.
This is
She's been charged with homicide. This is really, yeah. Two felonies. The two children died while in bed with her. This lady lives in Muncie, Indiana, charged with reckless homicide and neglect.
Mm-hmm. This happened on two different occasions, too. She lost her first baby, and I mean, it's a horrible accident. A lot of parents will co-sleep with their newborns or their infants, which is incredibly unsafe, but sometimes they're not purposely trying to sleep with them. I don't know if this was the first one or the second time, but she was feeding the baby, and she accidentally fell asleep, which happens, especially, and the baby was 2 weeks old, especially in that time period.
So isn't the baby dying enough of a penalty? Or is this legitimate? Is this
I think because it happened a second time.
A second time.
That's why it becomes an issue, because it's like, okay, this happened again. This poor woman lost her children, her babies, twice on two separate occasions. But again, sometimes it happens by accident where somebody is holding the baby and they're lack of sleep and they accidentally fall asleep on the couch and roll on top of the baby. That's why you're not supposed to co-sleep when they're below a certain age, because they can't move if they do get into a situation where there's something on top of them or causing them not to be able to breathe and suffocating. They can't wiggle their way free.
We're focusing on moms in the news here on Good Day. Here's a real-life drama playing out in Florida with an advocate for traditional family values fighting to keep her position on a school board after details about her role in a sex scandal involving her husband and another woman came to light.
Yeah, why is that a scandal? What floats her boat in her marriage? She had a threesome with her husband. She wasn't cheating. Yeah. He wasn't cheating. Why is that anything?
So how did it come to light? I guess that would be my question.
That is another good question.
Right? Who found out? So this person who is the leader of the organization Moms for Liberty, this is in the Sarasota area, by the way, she's being recalled because of the scandal that we're talking about here. But the board members don't have the authority.
Is she on the school board? Yeah, she's on the school board. That's
right.
I believe
she's also
on
the board of Moms for Liberty.
I don't think that group is trying to kick her out. I think it's whatever her school
situation
is.
No, it's the school board.
But it makes me wonder, is her husband facing any consequences for being the other member of this marriage that was in the sexcapade?
Yeah. Sexcapade. Oh, I like that word. The saga began when this lady's husband, her name is Bridget Ziegler, his name is Christian, he was removed as Florida's Republican Party chairman after being accused of a sexual assault by some woman who said the couple had been involved with her. So anyway, they've been friends for a long time, and they apparently have had a lot of this activity. And then the woman, for whatever the reason, decided she didn't like it anymore. I don't know whether, you know, who knows what the really the reason for that is. They've done it. Apparently, they did it a lot, dozens of times. And they just, I want to know how this stuff got, who made the video recording, and how did it get public? How did it become public?
Well, I think after she admitted to the sexual relationship. Because
admitted to whom?
Accusing
Why?
Her husband of rape.
Really? That sounds like
Which, I mean, it still begs the question, and not the question, but it's still, you know, to reiterate the statement, too, of you can have sex with somebody, and it can be both parties agree to it and all of that stuff, and then one person says no one time, and the other person doesn't stop pushing because they've always had sex before. That's still rape. No means no. Always.
Yep. No always means no. Yep. All right, I got one more of these mommy stories. This lady's from Washington. Forgot to check a lottery ticket. Here's another one of these. We've had one of these stories every day this week. Lady checks it after a reminder from her husband. And today, because she did check it and her husband said, come on, look at the numbers. They now have $135,000 that they didn't have yesterday. this lady is actually, she's a professional electrician. She'd gone into a grocery store, buy some stuff for dinner, decided to purchase a hit five game ticket from the lottery, went to the vending machine, and so she, this game, you pick five numbers between 1 and 42. It's like a regular lottery, right? Each play is a dollar. And some, you know, sometimes it can be a quick pick, sometimes it's a number that you come up with. Anyway, her husband, they were purchased in February of last year, and it wasn't until recently that he saw, I guess, the lottery, these tickets have, they kind of glow in the dark, see lottery regional office. Where, anyway, 135,000 smackers, good for them, 18 after on good day. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, sir. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're going through the stories, the people, some other things that are going on. A lot of people like to listen to us talk about some of the folks who are on the air, some of the ways they treat the issues. I thought it was interesting just to spend another moment or two, Michael, if we may, on what's going on in Russia. Sort of the secondary side of the focus on Putin is the focus on Navalny and his wife, who's made it onto the list, the people list this week. She and other mourners gathered for the funeral in Moscow Square, even though there were, Putin said, if you go to the funeral, I'll arrest you and you'll go to jail. They didn't do that. So the funeral went on. Interesting to see the gathering the pictures of the people who were there. You know, it's so fascinating. Everything's so instant. You know, we could see what was going on as the funeral took place. And, you know, normally, ordinarily, why would we be concerned about the funeral of somebody in Moscow? But this guy represented something. And so, the representation that he presents is back to the focus on him, is back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago. One side, seemingly the liberals, like Navalny and like what he stood for, and they're all over. Most of the liberal news agencies have covered this thing from top to bottom, whereas most of the right-of-center news folks didn't mention it at all because it was contrary. Maybe you could, you know, figure out that it was contrary to Putin's interests, and maybe the Republicans do like Putin. There's another example. What do you think?
Well, I think that I think the Republicans do like Putin. I don't think this is I don't think we're uncovering any mystery here. This is becoming part of the issues and the factions that believe in them. Of course, within the Republican Party, there are different points of view on that, and that's an internal conflict. Just as within the Democrats and the left, how far left you want to go, there's a lot of controversy as to what the stance should be on Israel and the Palestinians. These are, you know, intra-party wars that are being figured out. But there's no mystery attached to the fact that there is an empathy with Putin, that many Republicans, and particularly Trump at this point, and his followers are supporters. They empathize. They're sympathetic to Vladimir Putin. It's obvious.
Yeah. You know how crazy the world is, though. Seriously, this guy this week, the former U.S. ambassador to Cuba, accused of working for decades as a secret communist agent for Cuba, said this week that he will plead guilty. So, here's a guy, Manuel Roca, I believe is how you pronounce his name, who is ambassador under a couple of different presidents. He got turned. Isn't that what they call it? Isn't that the expression? He got turned by the commies in Cuba to act as a double agent. You can't make movies as good as this.
They found, you know, hundreds of cases of exquisite cigars in his
basement. Yeah.
What I'm wondering is, what are the consequences of this? What are the consequences of an intelligence breach coming out of Cuba? Now,
or for the rest of us?
For the rest of us.
I mean, for him. That's what
he got away with it for so long. I wonder why.
Yeah. You go back to the Bay of Pigs. You and I are old enough to remember all of that stuff and the consequences of some of the same sorts of things are frankly happening. It is a strange world we live in, Master Jack. 28 after the hour here on The Countdown.
Why is it the older we get, it feels like good quality sleep becomes harder and harder to come by? It just becomes more difficult to get that well-rested look when you wake up in the morning because you're not really feeling well-rested. MyPillow can change that. As somebody who suffers from chronic illness, sleep and quality sleep is really hard to come by. But here's the thing. MyPillow is probably one of my favorite items in my home. I love MyPillow's pillow. It is one of those things where I can change the shape of it to really cradle my neck if that's what I'm needing. The MyPillow pillow is just so incredible, but that's not all they are known for. They have mattress toppers. They have down comforters. They have blankets. It is like the quality sleep shop. I also have a pair of my slippers. They are the most comfortable things. It is like walking on clouds. Check it out. You can also get into their biggest sale ever where you can save up to 50%. Just enter the promo code DS when you go to MyPillow.com. There's always something so special about getting the gift of Omaha Steaks. I know that it's one of my favorite gifts to give. It's one of my favorite gifts to receive, and especially around holiday times when we know we are going to be loaded up and we start planning our menus around it. But also, regardless of gifts, it's so great to just buy yourself, treat yourself, and guess what? Right now, the Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You can get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Simply go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all of the delicious flavors you crave at half the price. From their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignons, my mouth is already watering. Their pure ground burgers, comfort classics, and easy to prepare meals that are perfect for those busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers on select packages when you...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. According to a recent poll at Monmouth University, illegal immigration is the number one concern among voters.
The survey found that a significant number of voters perceive the issue as highly problematic. Across party lines, 8 in 10 Americans view illegal immigration as at least somewhat serious. Registered Republicans are particularly adamant, with 91% regarding it as a very serious issue, while 58% of independents and 41% of Democrats share this sentiment.
A hydrogen peroxide mouthwash brand is undergoing recall due to concerns about child poisoning risks. The Consumer Protection Safety Commission is highlighting that the packaging of Heritage Store hydrogen peroxide mouthwash lacks child-resistant features. Those are necessary for products containing a specific ethanol concentration. LeBron James is the first NBA player to score 40,000 regular season points. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Angels, calling all angels. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Guess who I am? Do you know who Kate Whitmire is?
That name does sound familiar.
Okay.
More information, please.
She was a model, and she was introduced to nude cruises in 1997.
Oh, nope, I don't know this woman.
Now, Ms. Whitmire organizes these cruises. She owned a singing telegram business before she started selling for the cruise called Bare Necessities. I can't do this with a straight face. Called Bare Necessities. She described what her job is all about. She is organizing cruises where all the guests are naked all the time. Looking at a picture of her, listen, how can I best say this? I wouldn't mind. I think nude stuff is, it's okay if that's what you like. Mm-hmm. Most of the nude people that I've seen, there was a nude beach Riviera Beach had a section of it down on Singer Island that was a nude beach. And I remember walking down there once when I was quite young thinking, my God, this is awful. These people are fat, you know.
Visually unattractive.
Oh, ah!
Not aesthetically charming.
Ran from the beach screaming. However, Miss Whitmire is not, I'm sure some of the people on her cruises are probably not that cool. She's 61 years old, and I don't know, maybe, is it the fact that she's running a nudist cruise company, or the fact that I just think she looks kind of...
aesthetically appealing.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I just have so many sanitation questions, like sanitary questions.
Yeah, right.
That when it comes to nude cruise, because if you sit down somewhere, do you put something between...
you and the seat?
Sitting in whatever the seat is? Or is there somebody walking around wiping things down? Or do you sit where somebody else just sat? Okay, I grossed myself out. I don't, yeah.
So this year they had 2,100 passengers on this boat. The big nude boat. It's a February trip. Anyway, so this has been around, though, since 1997. She says a friend was a photographer looking for a married couple to join this cruise and appear in promotional photos. And so she said that the models, they had to find somebody that was comfortable and confident in front of an audience. So my question to any or all of you is, really, how many of you would feel comfortable standing up in front of 2,100 people naked? Simple, straightforward question.
Yeah.
Right? Would you feel comfortable doing that?
And that's one of those things that public speaking is a significant fear for so many people in general. Mm-hmm. And then to add the part like, oh, yeah, you're naked. That's the stuff that people legitimately have nightmares on.
Yeah. She's from Austin, Texas. She has been selling for this company since 2010. She went on her first cruise with her husband at the time. I think it was like right around the turn of the century, if you will, 2000. So she's been on it for 10 years, and then she gets hired, and now is based in Austin, Texas. And I don't know whether that's a good place to find people that'll go on a nude cruise. But because she speaks fluent German, and nudism is big in Germany, big, 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 her German is good enough to attract people. This is an international cruise of people from all over the world who want to get naked.
The psychology behind it is pretty fascinating, though, because it's not a sexually induced kind of situation.
No, it's not about sex.
Yeah, it's totally about everything is stripped away, including prejudgment. So you can't tell by a person's clothes anything about their personality. You can't tell their economic status. You can't see any of that stuff. It is strictly the person. And I could see where you might form deeper bonds and have more in-depth conversations. You get to actually learn about the person before you have any judgment about them.
Yeah, right. But the other side of it is you got to be smart about where you have it. A cruise in the Caribbean, probably okay. There was somebody who tried to start a nudist camp up on a lake in central Maine. Not such a great idea because it's cold, it's snowy, it's rainy, it's damp, it's wet much of the year. Okay, if you're going to do it in July or August, that probably works. But I wouldn't want to have a year-round business based on nudity up in Maine. But at any rate, you know, it's a lot of middle-aged people love this sort of thing. And so good luck to them. Why not? Why not? So it's not right for you? Hey, great. It's not good for you. But maybe it's good for somebody else. And if they're not hurting anybody, all agree they like the environment. They, yeah, so, yeah. Rah, rah, shish, kumbah. Let's see what we have for good news here. Yeah, let's raise our hands. Yeah, looking up to the sky. The satellites that we have, you know, we're always talking about all the space junk, things that are traveling around the planet at sometimes 240, 250, 290 miles above the surface. And then there are those satellites that go up to 20,000, the satellites that carry our signal, for example, that bring the program to the radio stations and to the other facilities that use, you know, you have the talk, what is it, talk about, no, not talk live, whatever that, oh, tune in, that's what it is, and some of the other places. Anyway, that requires satellites. So now comes the story of these very powerful space satellites that can identify whales. And each whale from the markings on the whale. So they're being used to help save critically endangered species like some of these whales. What an interesting technological advance, huh?
They can identify individual whales and their migration patterns, and it's all in an effort to keep them away from ships. And we've been talking before about different cargo ships changing their routes and even taking longer to get from point A to point B just to steer away from where the whales are migrating. And now these satellites that are just powerful enough to, again, even see the individual markings of these whales to identify them, it's astounding.
So, do they tell them, they don't signal the whale to move?
Yeah.
They must be signaling.
There's like a light, and it's like, please stop here, take a break.
Yes, right. Yeah, hold your horses, we'll move around.
Keep the ships away and chart new courses, help prevent collisions or net entanglements.
So I wonder where the information must come from, a satellite to some central gathering point, and then it goes out to wherever these ships are, because the satellites are tracking the ship's movements. The ship, you know, there's no such thing. You can't hide anymore from anything or anybody, whether you're a trucker, if you've got a newer car, you got GPS or Waze or something. Anybody wants
phones.
To find you, they can find you. Your phones, exactly.
A lot of different auto insurance apps even have things that can tell how fast you're going by just connecting your phone. And I know Allstate, they used to do, the Safe Driver or something or other.
Award. They gave you a Safe Driver bonus.
Yeah, so
right?
You can actually tell if you are speeding or not.
Yeah, right. I'm not interested in that much technology, frankly. All right, so North Atlantic right whales are individually endangered, some species. There are only 336 of those puppies around. And so this is why this is important. I think it is. It's kind of we want to keep things around like whales. Whales have been a part of the planet like sharks way longer than we have been. The human condition is probably 300,000-400,000 years old, and the whales have been around for millions of years. So now the research, which has been going on for a couple of years, we can give the Canadian Space Agency some kudos for their initiative to explore ways to detect these whales using the powerful satellites. Space technology. Whoopee! Let's hear it for space tech. Let's think about whatever it is that makes you feel good as you start your day or go through your day. It may be that you have a routine. You may like the routine. You may not necessarily like the routine. But from time to time, just let your mind, and don't let the boss hear me say this. I'm the boss. One of the things here that is best for the program is letting your imagination go wild. I encourage Jay and everybody else that's associated with the program to use your imagination. Let your mind wander a little bit to those wonderful, we were talking about taking a trip up the PCH and how wonderful that experience is. You can go. You can let your mind go every once in a while. Don't spend your whole day daydreaming, because then you get fired. But once in a while, it's good. It's healthy to take your mind off.
Yeah, a break. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So anyway, I'm looking for inspiration. Here is an inspirational story. A daughter's, the fact that the kidney donation for a daughter and father, this is an interesting, what is it, turnabout is fair play, kind of. Here's this fellow who donated his kidney to an unknown patient after his daughter received a donated one in a life-saving procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there are sometimes when you're oftentimes in families when there's a need for, I have a very, very close friend who gave when he was in his late 20s, his son was born and his livers didn't function. So he gave one of his kidneys to his son. And now, 40-some-odd years later, the kidney that he gave to his son doesn't work anymore. So now the daughter or his sister is going to step up and give one of her kidneys to her brother because they can't find, there's not a match apparently for this, where his blood type. And so he would have to go on a dialysis machine. And I guess that was the story here, too, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The recipient.
She was on a dialysis machine for 10 hours a night.
Unga bunga. Woof.
And like her family wasn't a match. But when an unknown donor was and saved her life, that's when the dad was like, all right, I'm going to pay it for
it. I'm in. Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
He would have given his daughter his own kidney if he could have. He just wasn't a match.
Wouldn't we all? I would, if my daughter or my son needed a kidney, I'd be first in line. Mm-hmm. Because that's what family's about. That's what love is about. That's what support is about. Right? Under the circumstances, who wouldn't do that? I suppose there are some people that wouldn't do it, but my God. Think about this. What a wonderful human being this guy must be.
Yeah, it's great. Huh? It really is.
It really is. All right, what are you doing today? Are you still worried about yesterday? Forget it. What you were doing yesterday has absolutely nothing to do with what you're going to be doing today. The old expression, for some reason or other, I got into this conversation over the weekend with a couple of people about, they were moaning and groaning, some friends of the family. We got into a conversation about things that really, at this point, you can't do anything about. As someone who died in the family and they wish they'd have done this or they wish they'd have done that. You know what? It's over. The rearview mirror is small for a reason. The windshield is big for a reason. Think about the future. Take the now. Run with it. So you can't fix anything that may have happened in the past. I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, Calotren. Should women be more interested in this? Not necessarily than men, but is it better for women?
I know it's good for a lot of things health-wise, like when you get over the age of 40, and now we have probably equal amounts of customers with men and women. I know women struggle with weight loss more. I think that men see results faster than women. But hormonally, we're going through a lot more after the age of 42, and I think this can really be good for your body. I've heard it from customers for years now.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
We've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free. So it's like paying half price. It's an awesome time to get on it, stock up and save. TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free with questions, 1-800-325-4366.
Attention small business owners, this could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Listening to that theme makes me stand up and want to salute. I don't know what I want to salute. Maybe I should salute Chuck Curry. General Curry is here. It sounds like a new kind of yogurt. It's General Curry's yogurt. Yeah, listen, maybe in another life. All right, Chuck Curry, movie man. We talk about film and television on Movie Moments here. And so the theme from Superman brings us into what frame of mind and frame of reference, Chucker?
Believe it or not, Doug, with these superhero movies, you know, just when you thought you were out, they pulled you back in. They started filming on the new Superman movie yesterday under the direction of James Gunn, the guy who is responsible for the Guardians of the Galaxy movies over at Marvel. Took a position a couple years ago at Warner Brothers DC, is in charge of that part of the franchise. I have high hopes for this film. The only thing I would say is I think he should have waited another year. I think people need a rest from superhero films. I think it's a year too early. It'll be out, believe it or not, July 2025. An actor named David Corsuet is Clark Kent's Superman. He looks pretty appealing. And Rachel Brunchen is an actress who's going to play Lois Lane. I think she was born to play that role. I'm not that familiar with her, but I've seen enough work where I would say she's a perfect cast. But anyway, they changed the title already from Superman Legacy to just Superman. They're going to call it Superman. So we'll see. I got a question for you. You ever see the original Superman in 1978 in a movie theater? Do you remember seeing it?
Yes, I did. Yes. Yep.
Where did you see it? Where?
I saw it in the Framingham Theater, where I see pretty much, it was either here or in the AMC Theater in Santa Monica, but I think it was here in Framingham where I saw it.
And yeah, I saw it at the Kingsway duplex in 1978. I remember the long line to get in, and I was very satisfied with that film after I watched it. A great movie directed by the late Richard Donner.
Yeah, it was. All those movies. I don't know. I think the second one got a little out of hand with
the bad guys. No, I love the second one. It was the third and the fourth one. The third, the third and the fourth one, especially the fourth one, this is fascinating history. Warner Brothers actually sold the rights to Superman to Cannon, which is a schlock production company. And when they were filming it, they took the money that they were supposed to have for that movie, and they gave it to He-Man, the movie, and they basically ran out of money. Christopher Reeve came up with the storyline. Gene Hackman came back as Lex Luthor. I actually interviewed John Cryer a couple months ago. He played Lenny Luthor in that film, and I asked him some Gene Hackman stories. He gave me some good stuff. But that movie was very, very, very disappointing because the effects were so, so cheap. They had no money to do it.
Yeah, wow. I didn't even remember that. I follow all those series for the most part. Mm-hmm. I think some of the stuff, though, with the Marvel comics has gotten out of hand. It's too much of the same stuff. Too many of the bad guys.
Too many of these monsters. Too many.
Oh, my God.
Too many.
Yeah, I thought Brie Larson was a likable character. She seemed like a likable person, and, is doing what they asked her to do, but I think she got sort of the short end of the stick in this last one, it would appear.
Sure. We got this weekend Dune 2, which is expected to have an $80+ million opening weekend. Amazing reviews, 98% positive. There's some people calling this one of the best sci-fi action films in decades. Here's a good part. The report, and again, it's not my money, but I do look at the industry as a whole, some of the positives and negatives. Reported production budget, $190 million. That means the director did a great job getting this in line with mass profitability. Because if this movie does $600 million worldwide, which it'll easily do, that means it's very, very profitable before it goes into its digital releases where they want to be with a studio. But the reviews are great. I can't tell you I'm a huge Dune fan, but I actually might wander into a theater to see it. Actually, yesterday I went to see Ordinary Angels because I'm going to interview Hilary Swank today. I got to tell you, I was an emotional movie. I enjoyed it, and it was probably the most emotional I've gotten in a movie theater watching a movie, Doug, since Shelley Winters did a head first dive saving Gene Hackman in the Poseidon Adventure in 1972. Like, I was really emotional watching this film, and I highly recommend it. It's character driven. She's awesome in the film. It's based on a true story, and it hits all the right beats. It's character driven, and it's the way movies should be, involving, and it stayed with me after I saw it.
We'll see how it does this weekend when you report to us on Monday here on the Good Day program. Chuck Curry, Doug Steffen at 59 after the hour.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.